This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves beneath thy mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, we are so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living. Be on top of the ground not on top of us. We are so grateful and thankful for everything that you have done, is doing, and will do this day in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Now, precious Father, right now, Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight. Oh, precious Father, crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hide me behind Calvary's cross, anoint these lips of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Thank you for the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God, just to have his way. If there's anything in my life, Father God, that would hinder me, hallelujah, in any way, hallelujah, Lord, I say forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Put every sin in the sea of forgiveness, cast as far as the east is from the west. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible in a minute, I would like you to open it up to Romans 8, verse 35 through 39. And also, we're going to be looking at 1 Corinthians and verse 2. And the Word of God reads in Romans 8, verse 35 through 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 2, it says, moreover, it is required in steward that a man be found faithful. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. Not just for these next few minutes, I ask that you pray for us and with us as we get ready to minister the word of God. Tonight we're going to be talking about remaining faithful to the God who have called you. Remaining faithful to the God who has called you. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 1, people of God, the believers of Christ, who walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which he or she have been called, is the one whom daily living corresponds to his or her high position. In Ephesians 4, verse 1, it says, as a child of God and fellow heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of your calling wherewith ye are called. In other words, living in a manner befitting the divine call. Again, Ephesians 4, verse 1 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called, living in a manner befitting the divine call. So again tonight we are talking about remaining faithful to the God who has called you. You as his children, as a child of God, as a believer in Christ. As a believer of Christ, that does not live according to the word of God cannot live worthy of Christ's calling. Believers of Christ, we must imitate with God to know this specific calling. You see, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He making his covenant known to them. The beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There is a call for patience, endurance, and faithfulness on our part as believers of Christ. People of God, as the days grow more difficult and as pressures against our faith increase, be encouraged to renew your commitment to remain faithful to the Lord to the very end. Because the Bible says them that endure all the way to the end shall be saved. In the book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, the B clause of the verse says, be thou faithful unto death. You see, the Lord will always be faithful to you. Faithfulness is a matter of the heart. It flows from a heart of love. Yes, faithfulness is a matter of the heart, and it flows from a heart of love. The agape love of God. Hallelujah. Remaining faithful to the God who has called you. Loyalty indicates enduring commitment to a person or institute over a long period of time by showing constant support and allegiance. A true loyal person is always sincere and supportive. Again, here in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, the word of God says, moreover, it is required in steward that a man be found faithful. You see, loyalty is a principal qualification of service. Being faithful, hallelujah, to the one who have called you, it is essential and important. You see, people of God, God can use the disappointments, the drawbacks, and dead ends in life to motivate us to look to him for his strength and timing for fulfilling a vision that he has given us. Yet God has a special purpose for every person he has created. You see, all of us have desires, goals, and ambitions, talents, and special interests that can spark a vision for what we can do and be. The realization of desire or goals in a man's heart is the birth of a vision. Yes, remaining faithful to the God who has called you, it is something that we must be determined to do. Because in Proverbs 29 and 18, when we're talking about a vision, Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Faithfulness is a spiritual law that when activated, it produces tangible evidence in our lives. Here in the book of Luke 16, verse 10, it says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. The A clause of that verse. So people of God, there was a time when a man's or women's word was their bond. Today, when we look around in 2020, however, we live in a day where a man's or women's word means so very little. Examples are, as following, whether it is a signature on a marriage license, which pertain to vows being taken into covenant with God and also with witnesses. It could be a business contract that's supposed to be honored on both sides. Or it could be a pact between nations. You see, faithful loyalty is becoming an extinct characteristic in our society. Most people will say one thing with their mouth, but their actions is saying something else. So we as children of God, we must remain faithful to the God who has called us, faithful in our living, faithful in our obedience, faithful in what we have been called to do. Again, here in the book of Luke 16, verse 10, child of God, that the A clause of the verse says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. In other words, it is how we handle the small things of life that reveals if we are trustworthy to handle the big things of life. People of God, we are so prone to being captivated by big things that we both overlook and neglect adequate care of the small things, thinking that they are beneath our dignity. You see, life is not made up of big events, but rather a lot of small moments accumulated over time. Remaining faithful to the God who called you. Don't despise the days of small things. Believers of Christ, the full depth of a person's character is measured when no one but he or she and God are watching. Faithfulness to principles is only proven by faithfulness in detail. Yes, people of God, God is seeking good and faithful servants. Jesus told his disciples that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest, according to Luke 10, verse 2. You see, all men work either for the Lord or for the devil, the small g of this world. The Apostle Paul also encouraged us in Romans 6, verse 13. Neither present ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but present yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Yes, remaining faithful to the God who has called you. It is something that we as believers of Christ must do on a daily basis. Because being faithful to God and your God-given vision is, on our part, is something that we must be determined. And our man should be made up that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. So, child of God, faithful is something you do, and faithful is something you are. You see, God expects us as his child, as a believer of Christ, for us to have both qualities. Believers of Christ, faithful people express their faith in obedience. Express their faith in obedience, in endurance, and in patience. We also express our faithfulness by doing God's word. Our trust in him is expressed through our action. Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, nor of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Yes, God wants us to be. He wants us to make it more than we want to make it. He wants us to run the race all the way to the end. Hallelujah. For us to remain faithful to the God who has called us. See, God don't give up on us. We give up on him. When we fall short of what is required of us, we must come to him with a repentant heart. We must come to him in total submission and being real with him. See, the word says, obedience is better than sacrifice and hearken than the fat of the rams. Yes, God loves us with an undivided love. Yes, God wants us to trust him all the way to the end. Here in the book of James chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, it says, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead being alone. Yea, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Remaining faithful to the God who has called you. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am. The one that has all power in his hands. So, people of God, as believers of Christ, we need to pray. We need to pray very often. Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse, that men ought to always pray and don't faint. For us to pray without ceasing. And for us to study the word of God very diligently. Where it says for us to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And for us to trust the word of God, his promises and benefits. Yes, the word says, all the promises of God in him is yea and amen. And in him, hallelujah, we have our being. In him, we have his promises. In him, we have benefit because of Jesus, because of what he did on Calvary, shedding his blood for you and me and all mankind. Here also, we must assemble ourselves on a regular basis. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So we need to live lives in purity, a life that represents holy attributes, where our video is lining up with our audio, living a holy life, because we know that without it, we will not see God. So people of God, we must trust in the God that sits high and look low, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that has our best interest in mind, in the God who we must trust in him. And we must strive to do all these things. Yes, all these things pertaining to God Almighty. Because he is faithful when we are not faithful. He's faithful to himself, and he's faithful to his word. Hallelujah. Yes, faithful servants. We must accept our duties and responsibility, and we must do them very well. Do everything as unto the Lord. Again, in order to be faithful, it means to be reliable, trustworthy, dependable, consistent, and especially faithful to God and his teaching. I'm going to say that again for those that are listening in and those that will be listening to this teaching at a later date. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to be faithful, it means for us to be reliable, trustworthy, dependable, consistent, and especially faithful to God and his teaching. Yes, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will stand. Hallelujah. God's word is already settled. It's settled in heaven as well. God wants it to be settled here on earth. He looks over his word to perform it. Remaining faithful to God, the one who have called you, and to the vision he have given you. The Romans 8, verse 35 again says, who shall separate us from the love of God, from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, nor distress, nor persecution, nor famine, nor nakedness, nor danger or sword? No. Hallelujah. The love of Christ will always be with us all the way to the end. Notice that Christ is loving us now. Even in our shortcomings, Christ still loves us. The Bible says that God so loved the world, according to John 3:16. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So Christ is at the right hand of God and is therefore ruling for us. He is interceding for us, which means that he is seeing to it that his finished work of redemption does in fact save us hour by hour and bring us safe to eternal joy. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory and honor belongs to him. Christ is at the right hand of God, our Father, interceding, standing in the gap for us, and is therefore ruling for us. He is interceding for us, which means that he is seeing to it that his finished work of redemption done in fact, which saved us hour by hour and bring us safe to eternal joy. Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Christ's love is not a memory. It is a moment-by-moment action made by the omnipotent living Son of God to bring us to eternal joy. Yes. Yes, this love of Christ is very effective in protecting us from separation. And therefore, it is not a universal love for all, but it is a particular love for God's people and his people, for those who, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Remaining faithful to the God who has called you and to the vision that he has given you. People of God, Christ is effective, protecting, omnipotent, protecting love for us. Does not spare us from calamity, from troubles in this life, but it will bring us safe to eternity, to everlasting joy with God. Listen, believers of Christ, that will happen to us, to all mankind, one day. But it will not separate us from the love of Christ. Yes, the Bible says, it's appointed to man once to die and then the judgment. This is an appointment that we cannot escape. You see, the God that wants us to remain faithful to him, the one that called us and given us vision, a vision for our assignment. Visions are important because vision sets the agenda for life. Visions cannot be contained to private moments of religious experience. See, people of God, we must translate vision into life, action, and experience. I'm going to say that again. Visions, God-given visions that he has given us are important because visions set the agenda for life. Visions cannot be confined to private moments of religious experience. So people of God, believers of Christ, we must translate visions into life actions and experience. God is good and worthy to be praised. Remaining faithful to the God who has called us during this time, even in 2020, we serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that is willing and able. Yes, remaining faithful to the God who has called us. Thank you, Jesus. Because of who